Blog Talk Radio. Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Its management or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Tiffany Cox is with us, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me on today.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, it's Wednesday. It's Ron Siegel Radio. We must be celebrating something. What are we going to celebrate today? Oh, it's one of my favorites. National French Fry Day. Not Friday, but French Fry Day. And I have the extra word in there. We're celebrating that one now. The one that might get me in a little bit of trouble, because in addition to today being National French Fry Day, it is National Beans and Franks Day.
Yeah.
And that can cause some serious problems if you've got friends. I think I have one. So that one might be a little bit of a problem. Beware of tomorrow, though, because tomorrow's celebration, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow, and I will chat with you about that one. So that one, a little different one there. So we'll save that for tomorrow. Catch the All-Star game last night. It looks like the American League is on a roll once again. But on a roll, like it now appears, talking about on a roll, Tom Brady, he's not on a roll. He might be on the sideline. Looks like the appeals court turned him down. He might have to go and wake up Justice Ginsburg, see if she might help him out with a little bit there. You know, sometimes she just falls asleep. She's been known for that a little bit. So we will check on that one. We'll follow that along, see where we go with that. June import prices rose, so that gave us a little bit of a bump in the bond prices today. Yes, the bond prices up, interest rates down. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 148. Remember, if you take the U.S. 10-year Treasury, add 1.76% to it, that should give you a 30-year fixed rate loan amount. It doesn't work all the time. Right now, we're above that, but that's why we're seeing some compression right there in the numbers. It's a little bit of fun right there. Speaking of fun, I saw this article. Does it have anything to do with the mortgage world business fight? Well, I guess it has to do with business. So I thought I would share it with you, being that, you know, we just have a little bit of fun here on Ron Siegel Radio. There are 17 ballot initiatives that we are going to get to talk about when it comes time for our elections in November, 17 of them. Well, there's about 10 little facts in there that maybe you may want to know. These are just some trivia questions. If you're sitting with some good friends having a glass of wine, this will have absolutely no meaning, but it's good conversation. So there are 17 measures qualified for the November ballot, covering everything from death and taxes to sex, drugs, and guns. The initiative campaigns have already raised $185 million.
Ow!
Biggest spender so far, the pharmaceutical industry, has contributed $70 million. Yeah, guess what they're putting their money behind? 38% of all money raised for ballot measures is to fight Proposition 61, which would limit the prices state agencies pay for prescription drugs. Unions, school administrators, and the California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems have given $19 million to campaign for Proposition 55, which would extend an income tax increase on people earning more than $250,000. That would be all of the small business owners in the state of California, or many of them. Tom Steyer. Oh, talk about Tom Steyer.
You're absolutely useless.
A billionaire. Might be running for governor in 2018. Contributed $1 million to support Proposition 56 to increase the cigarette tax by $2 per package. Yeah, I guess he's one of those environmentalists, so I guess the cigarettes must be causing him a problem. Big names in Silicon Valley, including Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, Paul Graham of Y Contributor, and Mark Benioff of Salesforce have given money to support Proposition 62, a measure that would repeal the death penalty and replace it with life in prison without possibility of parole until we get Prop 47, which says you can't keep people in jail too long. Unbelievable. Competing measure, Prop 66, is aimed at eliminating delays in carrying out the death penalty by imposing time limits on legal reviews. I like that one. Time limits on imposing the reviews. Supporters of Proposition 64, a measure to legalize marijuana, have raised $7 million. Napster founder Sean Parker giving $2.8 million. Are you seeing a little pattern here? Individuals, certain individuals giving millions of dollars for their own thing, their own measures. And I'm not a big Bernie Sanders fan, but I think we should go back to that $27 maximum. Committee opposing legalization of pot, the Coalition for Responsible Drug Policy, sponsored by the California Public Safety Institute. Here, figure this one out. Who's going to win this measure? So you've got the opposition raised $141,000, the proponents $2.8 million from one contributor alone. I think I've got that contributor, a soundbite from him. I think we've got him here. Let me see if I can find it real quick because it is generally handy. Yeah, there he is. Sean Parker, he's just coming. We gotta wait for him to finish what he's doing right now. A measure requiring actors in adult films to wear condoms. This is real important. Prop 60 raised more than $1.6 million from its only financial supporter, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Just a little bit of fun. See what I mean? And we're only in the middle of July. Look at all the fun that we've got coming up. Just amazing. Are you ready for all of this fun stuff? On a lighter note, the Taste of Yorba Linda coming up. That's the 29th of July. You going to go? Yeah, $55 a person. Get a little taste of the city. That should be a little bit of fun. I think we might visit that one a little bit. Got a lot more going on. The markets. What's going on in the markets right now? Well, I did share with you already that the U.S. 10-year Treasury is down. German 10-year bonds are still doing better than them. They don't get all their money back when they invest in their government, so that might not be the place you want to put your money. If you invest for 10 years, put your money into the German bond, you almost get it all back, not quite. In Japan, you get even less of your money back. Then you got Italy and Spain. Well, you may get nothing back because they may be leaving the European Union and it might file bankruptcy. I wonder if a country's ever filed bankruptcy. I wonder. Well, we already found out that Puerto Rico got a little bit of a bailout, so we'll see what happens on that initiative as well. Just amazing where we're going in this world with all of the money that's being spent. And then I don't know if you caught this one, and I'm sure I don't believe I mentioned it. I think I heard this too late on Monday to share this with you. I know you saw yesterday that Bernie Sanders did come out and somewhat supported Hillary Clinton. And they're both pushing for free education, free college. Here's the fun part that they didn't talk about. For some reason, they've omitted this thought. Yeah, I guess I could probably figure out why they omitted it. Have you heard the story about Bernie Sanders' wife? And I don't get into a lot of this issues about their families. But his wife runs a college in New Hampshire. And they had to shut the college down midway through the semester because they ran out of money. Interesting thought right there. And Bernie, he figures, well, we can just take some more from the taxpayer. Does that make any sense to you? And then you got the Green Party. She says just wipe out all that student loan debt. There's about $1 trillion of student loan debt. She says just take your magic wand and away it goes. That's the Green Party for you. I think that would be less green, wouldn't it? Maybe I'm missing something there, but try and figure it out. Margaret Thatcher, she said it best. Socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. Amazing. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk wine, restaurants, and trips. Talk about that with Tiffany Cox. We're also how long does the home buying process take? How to build credit without going into debt? And would you qualify for a mortgage now? All of that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number 800 306 1-990-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR to 79564. PEAR 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your home. Again, you just text PEAR 79564. They'll take care of that. For how long does the home buying process take? Well, it's a good question. And the reason I put that it's a good question is it really depends on you. It depends on if you've been listening to Ron Siegel Radio, if you're following the process. It could take 20 days, 25 days. It could take 60 days. The issue is how well prepared are you? If you do your homework, if you know your budget, if you get pre-approved, again, pre-approved, that means you're a mortgage banker. And again, I share, do not go to the big banks on the corner. Find people. But if you go walk into Wells Fargo today and ask them what Bank of America's rates are, they probably don't know. Mortgage bankers, that's their job, is to be your personal shopper. They're going to check out all of those banks, plus another 25 or 30 that you may not be aware of. So get pre-approved with a mortgage banker. Get all of your documents in. Get all of your documents in order. Have them check all of those. That way they've got a lot of the preliminary work done. Go out, find a home with a professional real estate agent. We'll introduce you to one of them. Again, I've got a license. I don't use it for buying real estate other than my own portfolio. But here, I'll introduce you to somebody in your neighborhood. Then once you're under contract, get a home inspection. Work with the lender to figure out the specific program because you've already talked about a lot of that. Get the home appraised, and you're good to go. Doesn't take that long. It's not that hard. I'm going to share with you that very, very simply that it's all about getting great counsel. The more great counsel you have, the easier the process is. And we're going to talk in a little bit about can you get a mortgage even? There are a lot of places that say, no, mortgages aren't available. And I'm here to say that they are available if you go to the right place, talk to the right person, and get the right counsel. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the professionals at Ron Siegel Radio, area trusted real estate professionals. Just text PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. It's not that we talk business. I like talking business. I like talking finance. But I like on Wednesdays even more the opportunity to talk about, now I'm not an alcoholic. I've had some people that have thought that recently because on almost every day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I do mention the fact that it's 5 o'clock somewhere and we've got usually a little bit of a wine meme that we post throughout social media. But I like chatting wine. Today we get to speak with Tiffany Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron.
So let's chat wine. We're going to have a little fun stuff. You're the expert. I'm the drinker. I guess being the expert, you have to drink a little too.
We've already established before that I'm definitely no expert.
Well,
constantly learning.
We're always learning. You're right. You know, something I like that.
I am happy to share my ideas, though, so that everybody else out there can get another point of view.
Awesome. So let's talk first about one of my favorite subjects or one of my favorite disciplines is going and visiting restaurants.
Absolutely.
Obviously, I have beaten anorexia. So anybody watching can see that. If you haven't, social media is very simple. You'll notice that I'm a little oversized. So let me go into a nice restaurant, got a wine list. Some of them are pretty lengthy.
Sure.
How do I figure out? I mean, I know my own taste. My taste is I'm not a real big, bold, heavy guy. I mean, wine guy. And I like, you know, I don't like those strong. I don't like a lot of tannins. How do I find out when I got this massive list what I'm going to like?
I'm glad you've prefaced your statement with saying that you do know what you like. So you've accomplished step number one.
Okay.
You do know what you like. And hopefully you're dining with any other guests, friends, or family. You've consulted them. And maybe if you're a nice guy,
you'll
make them happy as well. But it's all in context. Maybe,
right.
You know, maybe it's just you and your spouse or you a date, or maybe you're with a larger group of people that you're trying to select wine for. So definitely, you know, look to the context of your situation. And I've put my fair share of time in restaurants as well, on both sides of the table, you know, as a guest, as a service industry. And I know how limiting a big wine list can be.
Absolutely.
It's a lot to read, and when I go out to dinner, I might not necessarily be there for a reading or a learning experience. I hope I'm there to try and enjoy myself.
Right.
A little bit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The issue right there is that you see this massive list, and unless you walk in and say, you know, I know that I like X.
Exactly. So, of course, first and foremost, as a veteran of the service industry, I like to advocate for the idea that the customer is always right. So, you know, when you're looking to a sommelier or a dining room captain to be of assistance to you, you're planning on that being a positive experience. And certainly we would hope that you're in hands that you can trust.
Sure.
So then that being said, I know.
But that even would come up with another question. How do you know that?
Right.
Right? I mean, you have somebody, you go into a nice restaurant.
Sure.
And I don't know the difference between – how would I know the difference between somebody that's trained and knows what they're speaking about or somebody that's a salesperson that is getting a dollar a bottle spiff on pushing two-buck chuck?
It's okay to ask.
Okay.
So, you know, you're a man of business and a man of politics, and in many situations, you're digging up, you know, information on a candidate or on a representative of a certain company. You're wanting information about them. It's okay to ask for somebody's qualifications if you want to know who they are and get to know them. You know, say you have, you know, what training in the wine industry. Where, what's your background, or what brought you to this position? What's your passion? And most of us are open and ready and willing to share our story so that you could develop a relationship with people in your local restaurant area.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know.
If you're, you know, outside of your box, say you're traveling or you're trying out a new establishment, certainly that's the only way to get to know people. Yeah, give them a couple little brief interview questions and see how they respond.
Good, good. Okay, so we're going to figure out who they are, what they know, and then where do we go from there with them? What should they be asking us questions, or should we be giving them our input and kind of skewing their opinion?
You know, there is a lot of opinion surrounding wine, but an open dialogue is what you're going to look for. So, of course, they need to ask you a couple of questions about what your aim is on your wine selection. And, of course, hopefully you're going to have that kind of lined out in your mind ahead of time. So you just mentioned that you already know what you like. So, you know, you've asked me before, what happens if you order a bottle and then it's not what you like, or it's not what you expected it to be, maybe? You're going to try to go in a couple of different directions there. Is that something that you picked without any advice, or did somebody advise you to make that selection? So, as a sommelier, I would always stand behind my recommendations. So if I've offered you a selection based on, you know, your likes, dislikes, and based on my opinion of the wine, and I missed, I'm certainly going to make that right for you. If you have, you know, selected from the list and ignored advice of any wine professional in the establishment, it's hard to feel sorry for that, because you're going off of what, you know, your guessing is,
sure,
rather than using the help that's right there at hand.
How about the appropriateness of, in certain instances, I know if I go into a restaurant quite frequently, I'll look at the menu. I always look at the menu. And I see that, you know, they have some of them, they'll have a message on there that's an item is spicy.
Right.
And that's a subjective term, right?
Right.
What's spicy to me, a friend of mine, he says is not spicy at all.
Sure.
And I'll ask the waiter, waitress, can you bring a little taste of that sauce?
Absolutely.
Is that appropriate in wine if it's something that they also sell by the glass?
So, you know, you mentioned selling by the glass, and I want to mention that I think too many diners have a tendency to sabotage their dining experience with experimentation, with their own experimentation. And while I certainly, you know, advise that people who are expanding their wine knowledge and building their palate for wine should go and find a comfortable learning lab, so a place where there's many things offered by the glass, or that they have a tasting event. You know, a lot of even retail stores these days, you know, you can do wine tasting,
sure,
it, right there in the store from time to time.
Absolutely.
And participate in sampling and build up a library of wine knowledge for yourself in terms of finding your preferences. However, when it comes to the restaurant floor, I just don't want to make that into a learning lab, because it's going to sabotage your dining experience. You're going to be spending your time and your focus on trying to figure out, you know, where your wine could lie and trying to learn something about a bottle, when really your focus should be, you know, you're paying a lot of money to sit there and to order and to have food brought to you and to hopefully have a good food and wine experience together. And you're losing the effect by using your time at the table to experiment with wine. However, in terms where it's available by the glass, certainly have a small pour and before you decide whether or not, and that's the perfect spot for experimentation versus ordering a full bottle and then
not being happy.
Yeah, and then being disappointed or
sure,
it wasn't what you expected it to be. Mm-hmm.
Good information. We're going to talk more with Tiffany about this. I also want to get an information on, how about groups and wine with groups? I've got a couple questions there we're going to chat about as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Also talking about building credit without going into debt. We can do that. And would you qualify for a mortgage now? All that and more You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low 3%. The Siegel Lending Team has all the features for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available for the Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows there means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Only 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed of the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show. Local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. They all are. That's why I know yours is too. Been looking at the report since the 80s. I haven't found one yet. Even when I've got people that have got really, really great credit scores, there's still errors on their reports. That's why I can almost bet. I bet my neighbor's house that yours is wrong too. I'm really a big gambler here when you talk about that. Bet my neighbor's house. How to build credit without going into debt is our topic today. There are certain areas where people are talking about you got to avoid credit. And I'm not a fan of avoiding credit. I think you need to avoid bad credit. There are certain items that are not good to have on credit. There is good credit, buying property. I'm a big proponent. Never want to have your house paid off. That is the highest risk that you can take. So why would you possibly have a paid off home when that's all about risk? But if you don't have credit, how do you get it without going into too much debt? secured credit cards are one of the ways. You've got to use the right secured credit card provider because not all of them post their information. Not all of them report to the bureaus. Make sure that you're looking at credit. There are some credit builder loans that are out there. There are certain, there's some talk that we may get start getting rental payments going on to your credit reports. Utilities generally do not report unless there's bad news. So just keep that in mind. If you're late on the utility bill, they probably will report that. Other than that, they don't. If you want more information on this, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. We can have a chat. You've got some challenges on your credit report already. And again, I would share with you, I know that there are people that are hurting. I know the numbers have gone down on bankruptcies, but if those that have filed a bankruptcy in the last 5, 6, 7 years, likelihood is there are significant amounts of errors on your credit report. Because even though they're supposed to report certain ways once there is a bankruptcy, it doesn't get reported. So nobody is asking for it to be verified. It's not complete. Just a thought for you. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Tiffany Cox is in the house. Falling Bright Wine Merchants, chatting about drinking wine, restaurants, yeah, many of the pleasures that we have in life. So before the break, we were chatting about going into a nice restaurant, having a good meal, selecting a wine. If you missed part of that, shame on you, but you can go back and listen. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. But Tiffany, you brought up in part of the commentary there about if you go to a restaurant with a group of people, a group like I guess could be more than a restaurant with my wife, we're generally going to chat about what wine she wants not to order. I mean,
You're a smart man, Ron.
I mean, you got to keep mama happy.
That's right.
But if I'm going to a restaurant with a group of six and sometimes or more, whatever.
I was going to steer you there. Yeah. A group of more than four. Originally, you said more than just, you know, you and your wife or you and your date. So more than four is going to put you beyond the range of just like maybe two different selections, two different bottles.
Okay.
You know, if you're really enjoying yourself, estimate, you know, a half a bottle per person.
Is that the number? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so, you know, if it was you and another couple, you could end up with two different wine selections in full bottles, and each of you would have an ample amount throughout the meal, right? But
right.
Then once you breach that four-person range and you're going up into six, eight, a dozen people sitting around the table, then you're really trying to crunch the numbers, right, of how much wine.
Right.
You can stick to that half a bottle per person, you know, rate, but where it gets kind of murky is that a lot of people with large groups want to pour in a tasting fashion, as in, you know, you're going to get one bottle of each selection that you choose and then try to divide that up. And that can make for a kind of murky dining experience, because if you're sharing with 12 people, that's six different selections of wine over maybe the course of 2 hours worth of dinner. And you've just kind of tasted a whole bunch of stuff that is... Yeah,
it
added up to a lot of nothing by the end of the
night. Yeah, you enjoy nothing. Because
right.
Put six different wines all in the same glass and turn on the blender.
Right, right. That's how your palate's going to feel by the end of that dining experience. So maybe dial that into three different selections and order two bottles of each.
Okay.
And there you're going to be able to pair well with the food. You're going to be able to hit and miss some people's different preferences in your group because not everybody's going to like the same thing.
Sure.
You know, and that's going to be a much simpler or even simplify more, choose two different selections and have the option of having three or four bottles of each. You're giving yourself a better, you know, flexibility and better dining experience rather than thinking that you're having that, what I mentioned earlier, learning lab experience at the table. Save that for the wine bar.
Yeah,
save
places
that for the wine tasting. Yeah. Save that for when you travel up the coast and hit the wineries and you want to try a whole bunch of different things. That's something that in our collection, when we build our site online and we're speaking for how we can best serve the consumer, we present wines that way on our own website for the retail world. You know, we're putting out selections that can be purchased by the case or by the six pack, to where if you're going to have a dinner party with a dozen to 20 people at your house, you need multiple of the same bottle to serve,
sure.
Right? Or the opposite. you know, of that situation, you want to have a wine tasting party with your friends, and everybody's going to be able to try a lot of different selections. Our trio packs, you know, where you're getting a mixed pack of three different wines.
Right.
You know, and tasting through and using those as a learning experience to discover something new, to be adventurous, you know.
Talk about that a little bit, because I know I've seen that online. Tell me a little bit about that trio pack. How do you come up with that? How do you do that?
Right. So we're always looking for wines that you're not going to be able to find widely available in mass market retail, because that's just simple. We're not competing with a grocery store or Costco. If you want to find something, you know, that's mass produced and easy to come by, I'm not going to tell you not to go down to the grocery and grab yourself a six pack of it. Easy, you're done. Don't waste your time searching for more. But if you're kind of tired of that but you don't want to do homework of searching around on the internet and reading about it and finding and going to a winery and everything, you know, that's going to take a lot of your time. Look there to that selection that we have, because it's going to be small production. So usually under 500 cases of wine produced of that particular wine that we're offering, which is pretty micro.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot of times maybe organically grown vineyards, you know, interesting stuff like that, that you read about and think, I've always wanted to try that and I just didn't take the time to figure it out. They're going to be interesting varietals, maybe like this month we have a Charbono on there because it's a great grilling wine, like have it with burgers with your, you know, burgers and sausages and stuff. So yeah, they're going to be seasonally focused. It works for you right now. It's just like the no-brainer selection on the site.
And the one beauty that I like with that is it's blind.
Yep.
One of the nice things about that is, I mean, if you go to Costco, and I'm with you, I mean, you go to a big box store and buy wine, great, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always that, sometimes you go, especially when people realize, I mean, they know I do a radio show. They know I talk about wine all the time. And if I walk in with a bottle of Two Buck Chuck going to the very, very far extreme, obviously, they look and say, what the heck's the matter with him?
Sure.
Right? I mean, my wife actually did it recently. We were at one of our favorite restaurants, and a guy is sitting at the bar. The restaurant has a no corkage policy, and he's sitting at the bar with a bottle of Two Buck Chuck. And I'm just scratching her. She made the comment. She said, But when you talk about some of the smaller productions, for the most part, you walk in, and nobody knows if you spent $10 a bottle or $100 a bottle.
Sure, totally new to them. It's new to them.
Right, and the beauty of it is then that takes the Benjamins out of the equation as do I like it or not.
Right, and I like to take the pressure off of you as the host, as the consumer. I stand behind my selections. I stand behind the quality that I put on there. I've tasted it myself, and I know whether or not it's a wine of quality that I want to, you know, my name to represent. And when I pass that on to you, you know, if you decide that that bottle wasn't worth the value, or if it was disappointing to you, great. Tell your friends that it was my choice. That was the Falling Bright lady. She told me to drink that and it was terrible, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's why I'm bold enough to say so.
Sure.
I think if for the most part, you're going to be able to try something new and then say, I picked that out because I have my wine source that.
And then what ends up happening is, you start realizing, I mean, I know that when I talk to certain people,
mm-hmm.
we develop a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people totally hate me, you know, but for the most part, we try and develop a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so if I start ordering trios, these three packs from you,
mm-hmm.
and I say, you know, something I like this month, and next month I say I like next month, I can kind of guess that the following month, I'm going to probably like it. Right, because you get to understand someone's taste.
Yeah, hopefully you start to build up a relationship with the wines. And I will throw out there for you on that note that I don't intend for every person to like every wine.
Sure.
But I do intend for you to be able to experience something new and then continue on a path in a direction, you know, based on the results. So, you know, this should be a full experience for you. And that being said as well, just on the practical side, you know, the trio is something that you get to take it or leave it. It's not like it's not a commitment.
Sure.
You know? So sure, you check it out and see if that looks intriguing
and that's the beauty of it. Make sure you and just develop a relationship, and that way you get some new and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Love that information. We're gonna chat more with Tiffany Cox when we come back. Taking a wine trip.
Mm.
Well, we're gonna do that virtually right here.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Would you qualify for a mortgage now? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
For over 35 years, Bob Baker has served San Diego County with all their automotive needs. Visit any of the Bob Baker Auto Group locations in Car Country Carlsbad or anytime at bobbaker.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Very simple. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. One of the board of directors will reach out. Actually, just fill out a little survey and you're introduced to the whole board of directors. That would be realtors, mortgage, reverse mortgage, CPA, financial planner, tax planner, credit repair, state attorneys, family lawyers, you name it, they're there. The question this morning, would you qualify for a mortgage now? Widespread myth that perfect credit and large down payments are necessary to buy a home are holding many potential buyers on the sidelines. And it's a shame. Obviously, if you are a listener to Ron Siegel Radio, you know that you do not need a large down payment and you do not need perfect credit. But according to LMA's latest origination report, the average FICO score for all closed loans in May was 724, far from the amount people think they need, a 750 or an 800. So 724 is the average. You can go all the way down. I know of loans that are available at 500 FICO score. Think about that. 54.9% are between 600 and 750, 54.9%. So you can get loans at any amounts there. 3% down payment on the Fannie Mae's, 3.5% on the FHA's. There are still many, many loan programs that have down payment assistance out there. So my point here is consult with a great mortgage professional, get pre-qualified, and stop paying somebody else's mortgage. That's the bottom line. Do you want to pay your mortgage or somebody else's? You got to pay to live. So the question is your mortgage or somebody else's. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP 79564. Continuing our conversation, speaking today with Tiffany Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. If you haven't visited their website, shame on you. You should. There's a lot of great stuff on there. They've got that tasting trio on there. Get on the wine list, or on their mailing list, I should say. You got to come up with some. What do you got? What was it? I thought I saw something that was one of my favorites that came out on your mailing list just in the last few days, wasn't it?
Did you see the duck horn?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that look. That was only one item, though, I think, right?
Yeah, Three Palms Vineyard Merlot we just acquired for the 2013 vintage, which in California wines is stunning. Oh, I'm having a hard time not wanting to put every single Cab and Merlot from Napa that I taste from 2013 on our list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I guess 2013 was a good
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's coming out nice. And a lot of stuff not scored yet even. So we're just waiting to see how some of that stuff turns out.
So once they score it, then it's kind of like an investment, right? So the price just jumps drastically once it's scored.
You know, I hate to be one of those people that talk scores, but I know so many people follow it that, You gotta take it for what it is and understand what's gonna happen.
Being a computer guy, a computer nerd, I use this new scoring system. It's a ones and zeros. One if I like it, zero if I don't. I'm not that sophisticated in this stuff.
I have a plus and a minus.
Okay, so same.
Pluses I like it and minus I didn't. Two minuses, really bad. Two pluses, really good.
You know something? That's good information. It's just a simple way for people to score. Because, you know, I want to chat with you a little bit about a wine trip and what, how to do it the right way. And we don't have a lot of time, but sure. That really sounds like an interesting way because you go wine tasting. And, you know, I like Paso just because it's close and easy. If I'm going to take a little more time, and go up to Napa.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the do's and don'ts that you recommend there if I'm going to go on a nice little wine trip?
Well, we were just talking about it on the break, and do ride in a convertible.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially if it's this time of year. The weather is great. It's beautiful up there. And Paso in the Central Coast area, you know I'm a big fan for those wines. That's kind of the birthplace of my wine experiences where I've spent a lot of time. And when I go up the coast and you get to drive, you know, past Santa Barbara and past Goleta and all those places, you can get up to the Lone Park Wine Ghetto and you're going to be able to, you're not quite, you know, you're not out in the vineyards, you're in town, but you'll be able to taste a whole bunch of fantastic wine all in one location.
Wow.
So that's always a great place to, you know, kill some wines without having to drive around a whole lot. And when you get up to Paso Robles, they also have another similar location called Paso Underground that's in town, and you can taste a couple different wineries that are small production, so they're not large enough to have their own tasting room location, you know, out at a winery.
Sure.
You know, because that's a whole lot of overhead for a small company to handle to operate a tasting room. So they're able to collaborate and have one location in town where you can visit multiple different wineries' wines. And Delecta is there. I've been meaning to taste them and haven't gotten up yet. So I would love to hear people's feedback. And then Turtle Rock is really small. That's there too at the Paso Underground. If you're looking for that classic wine country experience, though, with hospitality, I love to go out on the west side and see some of those beautiful properties. The windy roads are gorgeous. The wineries themselves and the tasting room locations have just superb hospitality. Halter Ranch has this big Victorian farmhouse that's historic, that's right out there on the front of the property. You can't miss it. You have to walk right by to get to the tasting rooms. And the people are going to give you an experience that, you know, transports you to wine country. So you're really,
sure,
really being there. Their wines are awesome. And then the Brecken Estate is also out on the west side there of Paso, where they used to have a place called the Norman Winery that did this incredible Zinfandel. Their property was purchased and has been greatly improved. The wines are amazing. They have some old vine parcels that they pull off of as estate vineyards. I love their Petit Verdot. It's inky and
so how many wineries drafted. Can you get to in a day?
You know, I try to not make appointments. If I'm operating on appointments, which some wineries will require, I try not to schedule more than two appointments that
right.
I have to be at a certain time. And then I'll throw in one or two more wineries that can be a walk-in so that you're not pressed for time. Yeah.
So schedule that 10 o'clock in the morning and then 4 in the afternoon.
Usually 10 is the earliest any of the tasting rooms open up. So sure, if you have a 10 a.m., you know you can be there on time and enjoy yourself. You can hit one other winery after that and then have a little break for lunch. Hit one more winery after lunch. And then if you have a 4 o'clock before everybody closes down at 5 and 6, then you're good to go. See? Works perfectly.
And the only thing that I may differ with you on just a tad, Tiffany.
Sure.
Is
I like controversy, Ron.
I'm one of those that I look at it and say, you know something, I think I better hire a driver.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I know I like the idea of going out there in the convertible, but, you know, sometimes I do enjoy the wines. And
sure.
If it's really good ones, and especially, you know, get a couple of wineries for lunch, have a glass of wine at lunch and a couple after lunch, maybe those windy roads out there.
They are very windy roads in Paso. You do want to be on the safe side, and there are plenty of companies to hire a driver from. Or, of course, if you're with some trusted friends and somebody wants to agree to designate for the day, that's always awesome. You will love to travel with me because if I'm tasting for business, for buying purposes, secret is I spit.
Oh. Okay.
I'm really no fun in wine country, but I am a great driver. So
that's interesting. So you don't get the effect when you're spitting it out?
No.
Okay.
I would have to spit a lot of wine before it caught up with me. Yeah, it's less fun, but it's better for my books later when I'm trying to review notes that they were sober notes.
Yeah, I can see that how my writing might, those pluses may not look quite like, they might look like Y's by the time we get to the fourth
there,
letter of the
there
day.
You go, Ron. So yeah, most of my time doing tasting, if I'm tasting for work, it ends up being not really drinking, and I save the drinking part until I can review my day at dinner, sit down, relax, and get off the road.
Yeah, and you know, again, I say it in jest, but you know, tongue in cheek, is we do want to, we like the idea of talking about wine, but it's always, there's two different reasons that we do this. Number one is we want people to be safe and responsible. Number two, just for a selfish standpoint, you know, you go and you hurt yourself or somebody else, you're not going to be a customer very long.
Mm-mm.
Right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You get the
good sportsmanship.
Exactly.
Ron, good sportsmanship, both in our restaurants where we're selecting wine off the list and trying to have a good relationship with the sommelier, and good sportsmanship when you're out there in the wineries doing a little tasting.
So we've got just a couple seconds left, but just as a professional in the wine industry, give me just an idea. How many wines are you going to be tasting in a month? Just, do you have any guess there?
Over 100 and less than 200.
Okay. So 100, that's a lot.
Unless there's a trade tasting for me that's gonna bump the numbers.
Sure. So I mean, I ask that question for two reasons. Number one, I find it fascinating that you can drink, taste that many, and still have cognitive notes on them.
Absolutely.
And the other part of it is I just share that for one simple reason, is you know, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. And if Tiffany went and tasted 100 or 200 wines for you, you don't have to do that. So you can just enjoy the good ones.
The toughest part of the job is that only about 20% of those make the cut.
You got to figure out which ones those are. But, well,
yeah.
Great information. If you want more information, let me know. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime,
800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. Talk to you next time.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then,
they just turn your mics off, so you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
When I was on AM 830. Used to be our here it's right at the top of the hour, AM 830, it was 59.50.
Yeah.
So you just knew if you were in the middle of the sentence at 59.50, you're gone. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's awesome. Or yeah. Just perfect amount of time.